Hi, everyone, and glad to have you with us here for another great hour of retro alternative music on 81, 82, 83, 84. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, and you can hear this show every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, or you can catch the encore replay on Wednesday at 11, right after Mr. Smart's Requiem for Rock. And you can always stream any episode from the full archive that you will find at radiowaterloo.ca/81828384. Each week I listen to an Amazon Music station that plays songs like the ones in my radio show playlist, which contains all the music we played on this show over the months, plus a lot more, and that playlist pops up a lot of stuff I haven't thought about for ages, and even music I don't remember at all. But one of the bands that gets offered up most frequently is this next one, founded by Mick Jones of The Clash after that band reached the end of the road. Lots of funky rhythms and samples. This one is called Bad, or is it B-A-D? This is Big Audio Dynamite. And you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS-FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Go ahead, London.
Crazy.
green screen says, tax apply, music loud, we'll amplify, eat solution, bona fide, a Wi-Fi world is on our side, almost like a victim gets modified. Some people like to eat Kentucky fried, others like a Big Mac and French fry. Nature and economy's on a downward slide, on the best course of action, no one can decide. Company checks gotta be verified, poor people got the money but they got their pride. Sleep, work, cheap, 9 to 5. Reagan won in a landslide. Which brings us back to Rawhide.
These are drive me crazy. These are things that make me mad.
Crazy. Go ahead, London.
Disappoint you, because I'm quite content to sit right here with nothing to do. Well, I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the guy that had some place to go, but that was yesterday, girl. Something to lose. So please don't go and ask me questions, I just won't feel the same.
I'll do what you say, doesn't matter anyway.
And when I think about religion, well, there's no one to blame.
I'm
happy
with you, doesn't matter what I do.
Now I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the typical with some place to go, but that was yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. And you're my yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. What I say, yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. For today, and if you want an easy answer, I got nothing to say. Now I'm not the same guy that you used to know. I used to be the guy that had to place to go, but that was yesterday.
Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl. Yesterday, girl.
That was No Life Like It from our friends The Secret V's from Vancouver, and before that, Let Me Know from The Wipers, Yesterday Girl from The Smithereens, and we started that set with Bad from Big Audio Dynamite. This week I unearthed a music documentary I wasn't familiar with. It's called Erg, A Music War, and it was made in 1981. And it's really just all live performances of up-and-coming post-punk and new wave bands from that era. And a lot of them were bands that went on to much greater glory, like The Police and UB40, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Devo, others. And it's great fun to see them so young and so early in their careers. And there's other bands in this documentary that never quite hit the big time, but were terrific all the same. And to me, this next band really fits that description. And this song is one of many that were coming out around then that were about women reclaiming their sexuality, and we'll hear some others like that in this set too. This is a band called the Au Pairs with Come Again, and you're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Change the game.
So that set had some heavy feminine energy. Again, we started with the Au Pairs' Come Again, and I thought they sounded a lot like Gang of Four, especially the guitar work, and it turns out they're from Birmingham and formed in 1979, so it would seem that's not a coincidence. Next was Just Too Easy from Romeo Void. You mostly only hear Never Say Never and A Girl in Trouble from them nowadays, but their catalog has a lot of great stuff. Shamefully, Columbia Records pulled support from the group based on lead singer Deborah Ayal's lack of commercial appeal. She's of Native American heritage and apparently didn't fit the female lead singer image they were looking for. And Columbia dropped them mid-tour after Ayal didn't lose weight as they had commanded. After that, we heard Do You Want Me On My Knees by San Francisco punk pioneers The Nuns. And if that last one sounded a bit like a TV show theme song, that's because it was. That was The Waitresses with Square Pegs. And that song was used as a theme to the short-lived TV show of the same name. It was a comedy that only ran for one season in 1982 and 83, about two awkward high school teen girls trying to fit in. And it starred Sarah Jessica Parker straight off her years-long run as Broadway's Annie. The series was nixed after reports of rampant drug use on set. Devo appeared in one episode, and Gerald Casale of that band confirmed years later that, quote, "The girls were out of control. They were doing drugs, and they were making out, and they were coming on to us in a big way. They might have been 15 or 16, but in their heads, they were already 40. I don't think there was a virgin on the set except for maybe some of the guys." Anyway, let's get back to the music. Last week we played a cut from this next band, and my friend and loyal listener here in Dallas said he really liked them. So here's another from Nervous Rex. This is There She Goes. And you're listening to 8182, 8384 on CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Arrows pointing to my heart, pointing to my heart, a little arrows. She says, I cannot see them, I cannot see them, your little arrows.
Let's test your threshold of pain. Let's see how long you last. it's at the top of the list. That you can't get pissed. No, you can't get pissed. It's rule number one. Living right isn't fun. Living right isn't fun. Cause it's a God-given fact. That you can't go back. No, you can't go back. It's a God-given law. That you're gonna lose your mind. Yes, you're gonna lose your mind. Time tested and true.
Tomorrow, I'll stop the clock. What's ruined tomorrow? Talk, talk.
We started that set with Nervous Rex, and then it was The Misfits with Where Eagles Dare. Devo gave us Shrivel Up, and I thought they sounded a bit like Wall of Voodoo there, so we followed that with Tomorrow by Stan Ridgway and the Boys. And both those bands were featured on Erg, A Music War, by the way. And we just heard another band that my Amazon Music station regularly serves up. That, of course, was The Pretenders with Time the Avenger. Here's another early punk band out of California. These are the Angry Samoans. And this is 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Direct. Sing a song of happiness from deep down in your heart. Sing before the sadness in you tears your soul apart. Sing of happy faces on happy girls and boys, funny faces laughing and
things that you
enjoy. It's fun to be alive, you know. This can be fun if you try. It's fun to be alive, you know. This can be fun if you try.
Image, organize, process, Xerox, determination, black, white, much more complicated, color generation, regeneration, image, peep, dot, image, process,
coffee break.
I'd rather be a real computer. My ear, and then I go to bars, I get these numbers in my beard. Sometimes I think I'm seeing numbers in my mirror. I'd rather be a real computer. I'd rather be a real computer.
You're giving me a price, you say I'm made out of gold. Well, thanks for your compliment, but I can't be sold. I'm sick of your voice, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'd rather be a real computer. I'd rather be a real computer.
Thank you.
that was some CanCon for your listening pleasure. That was The Government with Real Computer. And before that, another Canadian band, the Golden Calgarians, with It's Fun to Be Alive. Angry Samoans before that with Right Side of My Mind. And we'll let the ComSat Angels take us out this week with Independence Day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.